Fine. Sorry about that. So today we're on Gimel Amud Aleph, yeah? Second daf in Maseches Brachos. So, yeah, we're at the two dots. So if you remember from yesterday, we said that Rabbi Elazar holds that the end time for saying Kriya Shema at night is Ad Sofar Shmura, until the end of the first watch, Ad Shmura HaRishona. So the Gemara says, Mikasov Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita? How many Mishmaros are there? Meaning when he says that you can say Krishma until the end of the first Ashmura, until the end of the first Ashmura, when is that? Ikasov Shalosh Mishmaros Have, if he holds that the night is divided into three watches, so Lema Ad Arba Shos, why don't you just tell me that you have 4 hours to say Kriya Shema, right? If you take the standard 6 to 6 day, so there's 12 hours at night. So if there are three Mishmaros, so then the Chor, that's just 4 hours. Vikas Avon Arba Mishmaros, and if you hold that there are 4 Mishmaros, so Havi Laila. Keep on doing that. Ika Savar Arba Mishmaros Havi Laila Lema Ad Shaloshos. So why doesn't he just say that you have 3 hours to say Kriya Shema? So Gemara says La Olam Kasavar Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Laila. Really, there are 3 watches. There are 3. The night is divided into 3. Vakamash Malan, and he's teaching us to Ika Mishmaros Barakia VeIka Mishmaros Ba'ara, and he's teaching us that just like there are Mishmaros in Shemayim, so too there are Mishmaros on the ground and on earth. The Rishonim debate what's the Chiddush, meaning what's the default? For sure, did we know for sure that there were Mishmaros on the ground and the Chiddush is Shemayim? Or do we know for sure that the Shemayim has Mishmaros and the Chiddush is on the ground? Or maybe the Chiddush is that they're connected? Okay, either way, I think the Pashup Shad is that they're connected. But right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi writes, "Ka kamash malan kishanasan l'chos simen zman kriyishma b'sof ashmura v'ol perish l'chos simen v'furash." What is it? What does that teach me? Lom dechash yesh heker lechol adam badavar ki hechidi ika barakia. Right, you can recognize when the mishmaros are in Shemayim. That's the chiddush here, according to Rabbi Eliezer. D'tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Omer shalosh mishmaros havilayla. There are 3 mishmaros in the night. It's divided up into 3s. V'alkol mishmar mishmar yoshev hakadosh baruch hu v'shoyin ka'ari. And during every mishmar, Hashem sits and he cries, he shouts, yells like a lion. Shenamar, as Bazik says, Hashem mimarom yishag. Will be my own coach, Yitain Kolo. Shoei Yishag al Navehu. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu cries out like a lion during each of those Mishmaros. V'simon l'davar, and how do you know when the Mishmaros are? Mishmar Rishona Chamor Noer. At the end of the first Mishmar, so a donkey will neigh back and forth, or it'll cry, whatever it is. Whatever donkeys do, whatever you call that. Shnia, at the end of the second, or during the second, I think it's at the end, yeah? I'm not sure. Okay. During the second Mishmar, the Kalavim will tsorakim, the dogs will start barking. And Shlishis, at the end of the third Mishmar, so Tinok Yonek Mishdei Imo, Ve'isha Misaparis and Bala, at the end of the night already, that's when a baby gets up. And his wife is already speaking to you, schmoozing with you, telling you to get up for Shacharis, Vasika, whatever it is. Micah Choshev Rabbi Eliezer. So now again, like I said before, it's unclear exactly when Rabbi Eliezer is indicating when he gives us these simonim. Is that in the middle of the Mishmar? Is that the end? Is that the beginning? Micah Choshev Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer thinking when he gives us these simonim? Itchiras Mishmaros Kachoshev. If you're telling me that he's talking about the beginning of the Mishmaros. So Tchilas Mishmar Rishona Siman Alavali. You don't need any sign for the beginning of the first Mishmar. Ortahu, that's sundown. Isof Mishmaros Kachashiv. And if he's telling us the end of the Mishmaros, so Sof Mishmar Achron Alavali. You don't need a siman for the end of the last Mishmar because Yamamahu, because that's sunrise. Ella, rather, what's Rabbi Elazar telling you? Chashiv Sof Mishmar Rishona. He's telling you a sign for the end of the first. Tchilas Mishmar Achrona, the beginning of the last. Vemtzois Demtzoisa, and Chatzos Halayla. When can you tell it's midnight? That's when the dogs are barking. Another answer: Vibay Seima Kulu Sof Mishmaros Kachashiv. Really, he's talking about the end of the Mishmaros. Vichitema Achrona Lotzarech Lamaynav Kemina. So you're telling me what was the kasha we had before? You don't need a simon to tell me when the night ends because obviously the sun comes up. So the Gemara says, "Lamaynaf kamina." What do you need that for? Like Kriyishma, lamayn degani bebeis ofel. For if someone to say Kriyishma, if he's in a dark house, or in our scenario, if the trees is down, and you have no idea what time it is. For lo yadosman Kriyishma, and you don't have no idea what time to say Kriyishma. Amos, when is it? Kiva the isha misaparison bala vatino kione kimishte imo liko vilikre. Right when the baby and the wife is getting up, so that's time to go say Kriyishma. Weiter. Amar Yitzchak bar Shmuel b'shmei d'Rav. Gimel mishmaros habilayla. Rav says that there are three mishmaros. V'al kol mishmaro mishmar Yosef v'kosh baruch v'shoer ka'ari. Well, again, we had this before. Yeah, kosh baruch who sits and cries out like a lion. V'omer, and he says, Oy rabbonim shabu onosehem herchravti es beisi v'sarafti es heichali v'gilisem levein umos olam. Kosh baruch hu kaviyachol bemoans the fact that we are in Golis. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, "Pamachas ha'isi mehalach b'derech. I was traveling, v'nichnasti lechurva achas mechurvus Yerushalayim lispalel. I ducked into one of the ruins in Yerushalayim to daven. And boy, Eliyahu zocher latov v'shamar li'el pesach. And Eliyahu showed up and he watched over me by the entrance. V'imtin li'achi siyamti tefilasi. And he waited until I finished. Agav, I love when the Gemara does that. It just like throws out random. Oh yeah, and you know Eliyahu came and visited like." Without explaining that that's like, you know, a special occurrence. So anyway, but Achisiyamti Tfilasi until I finished davening. Lacha Shisiyamti Tfilasi after I finished, Amar li Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He said to me, Shalom Alechem Rebbe. If Amar Tilo, Shalom Alechem Rebbe Mori. And I said back to him, Shalom Alechem Rebbe Mori. Eliyahu said, V'amar li, Bini, Mipni Manich Nasa Lechurvazu. Why'd you go into this ruin? Amar Tilo Litpalo. I went to daven. Amar li, Hayem Lecha Litpalo Baderech. You should have davened on the road. Amar Tilo, I said to him, "Misyari ha'isi shema yevsku li ovrei dachim." I thought I'd get interrupted, and I the mice, I wouldn't have good kavana. Amar li, Eliyahu said back, "Ha'ilecha lispal tefila katzara." Should have davened quickly, a short tefila. As Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what he's referring to, right? We said later in the fourth parak, we said you can abbreviate Shmoneh Esrei with something that's called Havinenu, and we'll get to that in like 3 weeks. But I think Tosus gets rid, doesn't like that so much. He says it must have been something else. Must have been some sort of shorter tefillah, some sort of abbreviated quick kavana, etc., etc. All right, anyway, to check out later. Bosa shal lamati mimenu shlosh dvarim. At that time, I learned three things. Lamati she'in nichnasim lechurva. I learned that I shouldn't go into a ruin. Lamati she'mispalo b'derech. I'm allowed to daven when I'm traveling. V'lamati she'mispalo b'derech mispalo tefillah katzara. And someone who's davening on the way, when he's traveling, he should daven a tefillah katzara, a short tefillah, whether that's Havinenu or something else, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos.
Do you allow questions? Questions?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
Is this not going into Churva? Is that Halacha L'maisa? Or is that like just together?
Well, you'll see. I think it's halacha l'maisa. You'll see there's a brisa at the bottom that is quoted in halacha recorded by the Rambam. But there are three reasons. There needs to be, I would imagine, I don't know if the reasons apply la halacha, but there are three reasons why a person shouldn't go into the churva. L'maisa is quoted over here, yeah. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, man in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't see, yeah, in the Shulchan Aruch. So as we get a little further, you'll see that, yeah, I think it is brought down. You shouldn't go into a ruin. Obviously, it doesn't apply to the Churva synagogue. Wah, 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 wah. All right. Anyway, Vaiter, with that terrible joke, we have to go learn. Right. Sorry. Vaiter in the story. Eliyahu said, "V'amar li bni." Eliyahu said, "My son, baskol shamata b'churva zu? Did you hear a baskol?" Amarti lo shamati baskol. Yeah, sure I did. Shem minahemes kayona. It was crying out like a bird. It was kind of wailing like a bird, I guess, like a dove. Vomeris, and it said, Oy lebonim shavon roseim chachrafti es beisi v'sarafti es heichali v'iglisem lebeina umos. Right, as again, the same thing we saw before, Kosh Baruch Hu lamenting the fact that we're in Golis. Amar li, as Eliyahu said back to Rabbi Yossi. Eliyahu said back to Rabbi Yossi, "Chayecha v'chayi roshecha, your life and the life of your head." I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. Right, as we know, psik reisha v'lo yomos, you cut a chicken's head off, it's not going to live very long. But okay, chayecha v'chayi roshecha, lo sha zu bilvado mereskach. It's not only when you go into a churva and at this time of day. Elish b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pamim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu three times. Omereskach says this whole phrase three times. Not only this, but the knesses, but the midrashes, when Bnei Yisrael go into shul and go into the base medrash, when we say Yehishmei Rabba, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu menanuneh rosho kiviyachol Hashem kind of shakes his head. Ve'omer Ashrei lamelech shemekalsonu so beveso. How great is it for a king who is praised in his house? We know that a base medrash and a base knesses is considered a base mikdash maat. Kach malulav sheigla es bonav oilahem lebonim shegalu me'al shulchan aviyim. Right, again, another expression of a ayvei that Ben Israel had sinned and caused that this should be the situation. All right, weiter. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a, this is what we were talking about before, Eli. Mipnei shlosha dvarim ein nechnasim lechurva. Again, and you look at the Ein Mishpat Nir Mitzvah, it quotes a bunch of Rishonim lehalacha. So, for three reasons, you do not go into a ruin. Mipnei chashad, because we're concerned of chashad, we're concerned. What's that? So Rashi writes, shelo yomru zona mechneses lo sham. So people shouldn't have a bad reputation. People might think they're going to see a zayna. Mipnei hamapolas, because it might fall on your head. Obviously, that's a serious concern. Mipnei mazikin, and because of mazikin, which are basically understood as demons or evil spirits. Now, again, I love when when the Gemara just throws that out there, and it's like, oh yeah, they're demons. Carry on. Okay, fine. So mipnei hachshad. So Gemara asks, wait a second, what do I need three reasons for? Mipnei hachshad, what do you need? Typically, you shouldn't pull this. Why can't you just, you shouldn't go in there because it's going to fall on your head. What do you need a chashad for? So the Gemara says, bechadati. No, it's a ruin, but it's a new ruin. And Rashi writes, shenafla mechadash, right? Let's say, perhaps, some of the building that goes on in this country that's not so sturdy, chas v'shalom, after the chbel sultan. Or, you know, Rahman al-Tzlan, and I guess a new building that's been destroyed by whatever, war or something. But in a new building, that's a ruin. And there's no threat that you're going to get, you know, the ceiling's going to fall on your head. V'tepikle mishum azikin, so, well, what about the demons? Again, what do you need these three reasons for? What about the demons? So Gemara says betray. No, you're there with two people there. So I guess we assume that demons will not bother a person if he's accompanied by someone else. That's a vort that there's strength in numbers. That's why we dominate in a minion. That's if you, one of the brachos in Bechukosai says that five people will defeat 100, and 100 will defeat 10,000. That the bracha, one of the brachos, if you fill the mitzvah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us hatzlacha in war, and the numbers are 5 beat 100 and 110,000. Well, that doesn't work out mathematically, but the vort is over there that we see that there's certainly strength in numbers, so we see that over here as well, that with two people you can kind of drive away the demons. So, ibetrei chashad na milakos. Well, you know the halacha is by yichud, if there are two men, so there's no problem of yichud, slash, I guess, zona, certainly, achas kama v'kama, there's no problem of yichud either. So Gemara says, okay, betrei upritzi. Well, yichud only applies, there's no yichud, and that only applies if the people are good people. But if they're prutzim, so even two people will sin with a zona. So Gemara says, "Mipnei Mapolas, what do you need this reason for it falling on your head? Typically, mishum chashad mazikin. So, what about, you know, the chashash of chashad of, you know, inappropriate behavior and yichud, etc. Mazikin and the demons? So Gemara says, no, that case is betray v'kashri. No, those are two people, and those people are kosher as well. By the way, can you hear me fine? I assume you haven't interjected yet. So I assume, again, I'm using my a different microphone. So I would imagine, if there's an issue, you let me know. If it's better or worse than yesterday, I'm not sure. You'll let me know. Anyway, Vaitam, Ibn Mazikin, what about for demons? So typically, Mishim Chashad, what, you know, why don't you need, what about the reason of Chashad Umapoles? So what's the case where you have to be careful? Mazikin, Bechur V'chadati, where the building is new, Uvetrei Uvekashri, and you have two from people, so then you have an issue of Mazikin. So Gemara says, Uvetrei, wait a minute, if you have two people and they're kosher good Jews, so we said before, Mazikin Namileka, so that demons are kind of scared away by two people. So Gemara says, Bimkoma, Chashinon, where the demons are known to hang out, we are concerned that they still might be there, even though there are two people. Again, Rashi writes. Sorry, not Rashi. Tosus writes. Perish sheyaduah sheregilin him hamazikin. That basically we know that the mazikin are there. I guess they knew these things, right? There were ghosts back then. I guess Seder. Okay, however you understand demons, the Rambam understands it just to be kind of like not even demons itself, but it means like, I don't know, illness and stuff like that. All right, Beseder Gamor. Iroi Seim, another answer. La'olam b'chad v'chur v'chadati. Really, the case is where it's one person and it's a new building. Dekai b'davra, but the building is out in the fields. Da'asam mishum chashad laka, and we're not concerned that there's going to be a zayin in the field because women are usually not in the field. Dehe isha b'davra lo shchicha. It's not common for women to be found all the way out in the fields. And we shall mazik and ego, but the demons certainly will hang out over there. Alright. Vaiter. Tarnu Rabbanan. Let's see, I got 10 minutes and then I gotta drive my daughter to English, so let's see how far we can get. Arba Mishmaros Havi Halayla de Rebbe. This is Machlokas recorded earlier. How many Mishmaros is the night broken up into? So Rebbe says there are four. Rebbe Nosson Omer Shalosh. The Rebbe Nosson says there are three. My Taima the Rebbe Nosson. What's Rebbe Nosson's Svara? The Chtiv Pasuk says, Vayavo Gidon Umeya Isha Sher Ito Bakze HaMachana Rosh HaShmores HaTichona. Gidon and 100 people came at the beginning of the Ashmoras HaTichona. And what's HaTichona? What does that mean? And Tegemara says, Tana in Tichona Ela Sheish Lefaneha Uleachareha. Whenever the Pasuk says Tichona, it means that there's something before and after. So, well, little math, if there's something before and something after, it must be that you're talking about the middle. So it must be that there are three Mishmaros at night. V'Rebbe Mai, what's Rebbe going to do with that? Matichona acha, Matichona. What do you do with that? How do you explain Tichona? So Rebbe will just simply say achas mina Tichona, shebe Tichonos, one of the middle ones. Okay, that's how Rebbe can have four, because obviously if you have four, there's one, there are two in the middle and one on each side. V'Rebbe Nosson miksiv Tichona shebe Tichonos. Rebbe Nosson says no, it doesn't say that Tichona in the middle of the Tichonos. So it says Tichona ksiv. Fine, okay. My time of Rebbe, what's Rebbe's Shita? What's his logic? So I'm Rebbe Zrika, I'm Rebbe Ami, I'm Rebbe Shimon Levi. Kosov Echad Omer, Chatzos Alayla, Akum Lodos Nechal, Mishmatet Sidkecha. One pause in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, I will get up at midnight to praise you for the righteous things that you've done. Kosov Echad Omer, and another pause says, Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, that Ashmuros, too, came before my eyes, meaning came before I got up. So how in the world is David HaMelech getting up at midnight and has two Ashmuras before him? Obviously only if you break up the night into four. Hakeitzad Arba Mishmaros Havi Laila. It must be that there are four Mishmaros. One second. Yes, come in. Guys, need something?
Sorry.
What's up, kids?
I'm
in the middle of the shiur. We're going to leave soon in 10 minutes.
Asked
in 8 minutes.
If she should take me straight to Mary.
No. After, can I talk to you after I'm done with the shiur? In 5 minutes, I'll finish. Okay? Right. Rabbi Nosson Savar, what does Rabbi Nosson say? So, Savar like Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanan like Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shaloshos, Shekein Derech Malachim Lamod B'Shaloshos. Right, that there. What is Rabbi? Right. So, what does Rabbi Nosson do with this kind of proof of Rabbi? Because Rabbi said that there are two Hashmoras before. David got up at Chatzos, and there were two Hashmoras beforehand. So, what does Rabbi Nosson do with that? So, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Malachim would get up at the third hour, meaning they would add 2 hours from the beginning. So, from the beginning of the day. So therefore, shistalele, you have 6 hours of the night, right? Because if he gets up at Chatzos, there's 6 hours. Vatarti de Yamama, and you add 2 on the back end, that's 8 hours. Havalahu shte mishmaros, that will get you 2 mishmaros. And he simply holds that the 2 mishmaros came after Chatzos instead of before. Okay, fine. Rabbi Ashi says, Mishmaru palga nami mishmaros karuluhu. The simple pshat, which I would have thought, is simply, well, if you have 1.5 mishmaros, right? Again, if David HaMelech got up at Chatzos and he had 2 mishmaros kidruenai, that there were 2 mishmaros before that he got up, so 1.5 is also kind of plural. Beseder. Okay, fine. You can't say things about the mace in front of a mace. Rachman al Tzlan, if you're in front of a casket with a mace. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says, no, that's because of Loig LaRosh, that you don't want to say Divrei Torah or do mitzvos in front of a dead body, because it's almost like you're teasing them. That's the same reason we don't wear tzitzis in a graveyard. etc., etc. Same inyan of kavod ames. Vigi da amri. Some people say I'm Rabbi Abba Markana. Lo amran ella afilu b'divrei Torah v'kol shekin mili di alma. That no, it's not an inyan of loig larosh, but it's an inyan of kavod ames to the point where you really shouldn't say anything in front of the mace. I mean, according to the first understanding, you can talk about sports or whatever you want. I don't know, money, etc. That's totally fine. Just don't do mitzvos in front of the mace. According to the second understanding, you shouldn't really speak about anything in front of a mace because it's really not kavod ames at all. Okay, a few more minutes. V'David palga d'layla havakoi. Wait a second. David Amelech, the pasuk said before, chatzos halayla akum lavdos lecha. David Amelech got up at chatzos. The Gemara asks, did he really get up at chatzos? And they orta havakoi. Really, he was already up at sundown, at nightfall. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, ki damti baneshef ve'ashua. I got up, the neshef kind of came before me, Vashua, and I will be saved. Mimai dai neshef ortahu, and how do you know the lashon of neshef is sundown, is nightfall? Dechtiv, but neshef ba'erev yom, b'ishon laila, laila v'afela. Okay, so that pasuk points out that neshef is nightfall. Am Rav Oshe, am Rav Acha, ha'achi kamer. It says, no, this is what the pasuk means. David me'olam lo avar alai chatos alai l'besheno. No, really, David himself doesn't say that he was, it's not that he was up all night. When he's saying that he got up at midnight, he said, I never slept past midnight. He never slept past midnight. And Rabbi Zera explains, Rabbi Zera, Amar Archatos Alayla Hayim Isnam name Kasus. He used to kind of doze off like a horse. Mikan Ve'elach, after midnight, Hayim Miskaber Ka'ari, he would rise up like a lion. He would be strong and ready to roll. Amar Ravashi says, Archatos Laila Haya Osig B'Divrei Torah. Said, no, really, he was up all night. I'm not sure when he slept, but until midnight he would learn Torah. Mikan Ve'elach, Meshuas V'Shishpachos, and he would sing right to Hillim and praise God, etc., etc. Gemara says, wait a second. Neshef Ortahu, is Neshef really sundown? And Neshef Tzafrahu, really, Neshef implies morning. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayakim David Me'an Neshef Yad Ha'erev L'Machara'asun. Right? The Pasuk says that David fought a battle, I'm not sure which one this is, from Neshef until Erev. Well, my love, Mitzafra Vad Laila, it does not seem not mean that he fought them from morning until night. Because Gemara says, lo, not 12 hours, but 24 hours. Me orta vad orta, from sundown until sundown. So Gemara says, Yehachi lichtov mi Neshef ad Neshef, mi Erev me ad Erev. So why did you write different words? If you're telling me he fought them until the same time the next day, so use the same word in the Pasuk. El Amarava trait Nefshe Have, really, no, it can mean both. There are two of them, Neshef Laila, the Asi Yamama, Neshef Yamama, the Asi Lele. Neshef means like to leave or like to kind of drip or to eke out. So at sunrise and sundown, so something's always leaving. Right? The day is leaving at night and the night is leaving at day. So anyway, and according to this, so there's no raya from B'Neshef Me'erev Yom that David got up at night because Neshef could mean either morning or night. Okay, fine. Two more minutes. V'David ha mi yada palga delayla. Did David Amelech really know what time nightfall was? Amos, did he really know when nightfall was? Not nightfall. Sorry. Did David really know when midnight was? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu lo yada. Well, if Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know when midnight was, dechtiv, as pasuk says, kachatos alayla ani yotzei b'toch Mitzrayim, as Moshe told over the prophecy about Makos Bechoros, he told Paro, kachatos alayla, about at midnight, Hashem will do this. So my kachatzos, what does it mean about at midnight? Ilema da amarle kujabrichu kachatzos. If you're telling me that Akash Baruch Hu told Moshe to say kachatzos, mi kasveka kapik shmaya, what, Hashem is like covering his bases in case he misses it or oversleeps or something? Akash Baruch Hu is not going to miss right, a certain time of day. He knows exactly when midnight is. Ela da amarle bachatzos. Hashem must have told him bachatzos alayla. V'asayinu v'amar kachatzos. And apparently Moshe changed it and said to Paro kachatzos. Alma, apparently, misfekale. Apparently, Moshe didn't really know when midnight was. V'David havayada, and David knew when midnight was. Really, if Moshe didn't know, David knew. So Gemara says, yeah, actually, David simana havale. David did know that when midnight was. The Amar Rav'acha bar Bizna Amar Bishimun Chasida Kinor hayatalui lamala mimitaso shel David. There used to be, well, kinor nowadays is a violin, but it doesn't work with the mashmos of the Gemara. I think they translate it as a harp. There was a musical instrument above David's bed. when chatzos came, a wind would come and make noise on the instrument. Right, a violin doesn't work like that. You need a bow. So I assume it's something like a harp or some wind chimes or something. Minagim me'elov, and it would play on its own. Miad haya omed ve'osek batora asha'ala and mudashachar. Immediately David would get up and learn Torah until the next morning. Kevin sha'ala and mudashachar. When mudashachar came. This is going to take us until the next daf, so let's call it here. So we'll pick up on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis by Kavan, and we'll kind of dive into this, and this already goes to the next daf, and then we'll save this for tomorrow.